is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
We're not leaving.
It's a good day to
no get way.
Good daytime. We're getting started here. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. And you with the thoughts on some of the big issues, big serious and not so serious stories. And I guess maybe when you look at the incongruity of, and then there's congruity that goes with it. You were at the Hawks game, at the Kings game last night.
I actually didn't go. I'm just dumb enough that I stayed up all night watching it, yes. I couldn't go to sleep, though. It was so good because the Kings were actually winning the game.
So good. The idea of a hat trick here. Three things in a row, the IRS scandal, the DOJ, Department of Justice scandal, and Benghazi. So I said earlier, Jennifer, and you can reflect, and Kenny, maybe there's some reflection on this between the various things that are getting posted at our various social media sites. Benghazi is important in that people got killed.
Yeah, to me, it is the most important because there's human life involved.
Nobody else has been hurt here other than their egos or the damage that's done politically because of the IRS scandal, the DOJ, Department of Justice scandal. Just shows you how badly run things are. And so I got a big kick out of Harry Reid yesterday saying, we've got to investigate the Justice Department. We can't allow this to happen. I feel very strongly about this.
Yes.
We can't manage. And then
thanks,
I thought,
Harry.
Okay, where's, and I said facetiously, we want to make sure all babies have dry diapers.
Harry's so glad. Speaking of, well, he's like in his own dry diaper, probably.
So glad.
But I'll tell you why Harry's excited about these scandals. Even though they may affect his party in a negative way, he doesn't have to deal with the inner workings of his party's debate on gun control. He's like, thank God we can actually have a little break here, because he's the one that kind of put the brakes on it, because it's almost an election year for them.
Well, then you have everybody calling for resignations.
Right.
Let's get rid of the people at the top of the IRS. Let's get rid of the people at the top of the Department of Justice. Let's get rid of the Supreme Court. Get rid of everybody. But you know what I find pretty interesting about where we are now versus where we might have been 20 years ago? Maybe when I was your age and wanting to protest, although I'm certainly happy to protest about most anything these days, the question comes up on why aren't you angrier about the cover-up, the conspiracy, the lunacy, the evilness of how the administration responded to things in Libya. But I'm talking about when it comes to cover-up, when it comes to conspiracy, the craziness of all of this sort of thing, why aren't people more... I mean, there's a lot of blame focused on the news media for their failure to cover the loose ends of these stories. And that is... okay, that's fine. I think there's reason to be upset about that. But the partisans on both sides go back into their dugouts, and then they come out, and there's really not any outrage anymore. It's the same old party line. It's bad. Obama is terrible. We got to get rid of him. But the book, and I'm not a big fan of Bill Bennett's, but I think that there was a book called The Death of Outrage. It came out after Clinton's impeachment. And in that book, he argues that on both sides, the politicians have so conditioned you to be non-judgmental and to sort of protect themselves, bringing moral absolutes. All Republicans are good, and all Democrats are bad.
Well, that's what the problem is that we've all put ourselves into a baseball game. You're absolutely right. There's teams facing each other, and there's only two, and they're, you know, the only two important ones anyway.
The Kings are good, and the Bruins are bad.
Well, yeah, that's a given, but... I'll think down to that one.
Yeah, right.
But it is so funny how people would rather, and I don't think this isn't America. This is the media that's done these teams. Yeah. I think most Americans will say there are people crooked in my party too, and I wish that we could get rid of the corruption from everywhere.
But if you're really honest and had any integrity whatsoever, you would look at both sides as being opportunistic when it comes to taking care of themselves, and then you'd conclude that they don't really give a damn about me. And that's where I have lost, when I lost my interest in partisan politics, which is probably 10, 12 years ago, when I basically just dropped out of the Republican Party. You look at the results of what has become almost these things, these stories, these people become caricatures of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand how asinine these positions are that most of them take, and how really silly people call into these various radio talk programs, and they're mostly political. And you listen to the irrelevance and the absolute foolish tone of people's, and God love you for having strong beliefs. But when it gets right down to it, what do you believe in? You sound like you believe in something, but what is it? Does your belief change depending on whether the person that you... See, it's all about people and our need to respect and have regard for folks, and the institutions breaking down because these people don't deserve our respect. I mean, certainly Obama doesn't, and the people around him. Eric Holder, you think he deserves respect?
He's a worm.
Of course he's a worm. And the people that were around when George Bush was president were all the same. Are you kidding? The Gonzales and some of these other people that were in charge of what? In charge of their own inflated ego. That was it. I mean, there were department heads, and this has been the situation, maybe back, as Bennett points out, to the second Bill Clinton administration, because that was when the impeachment took place. So it's been 20 years that this has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good argument? Can we make that argument?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that it's time for us to get back to being outraged, and just maybe being outraged for the sake of being outraged, because it's much more fun. And oftentimes, much more comes of it. Again, the IRS and the DOJ, great punching bags,
mm-hmm.
Because nobody was really hurt. And then you ask the question, why is the FBI pursuing this leak so aggressively? Have you thought about that? When I heard about it, my first reaction to the AP's disclosure that the Justice Department had subpoenaed those records, I think 2 months worth of telephone records, right?
That's what
it was. 2 months
of
telephone calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
These were for 20 of their phone lines used by reporters and editors. I guess I certainly had sympathy for them, that is the AP, even though they have been notoriously left of center. If you remember, we went
but that just shows you that they'll even attack their own,
right.
The people that protect them.
Yeah, yeah, in a sense. And this goes back to about a year ago, where the AP ran a story, and I think there were objections in the White House to the national security part of this. Why did it take them a year to go dig around and find this?
I don't know.
You're going to try to get to the bottom of some counterterrorism problem?
Mm-hmm.
That takes you a year? So what could have happened in the year?
I don't know. What gets me in going back, again, leaving the AP for a second, but going back to Benghazi, as we're talking about all these scandal gates, is the fact that when Benghazi first happened, they blamed it on that movie. Do you remember that? They blamed it on, like, some guy's YouTube video.
I do remember that, yes. Now, just brought it back to my mind.
Right.
I'd forgotten about that. Yes.
What happened to that guy? Because they arrested him.
Yeah.
And to me, no one seems to be talking about that as part of this debate. Like, is that guy still in jail? Is he? I mean, I'm sure he wasn't an award-winning citizen, but that doesn't mean he should have been thrown in jail for something that he didn't do.
Well, you see, that's where we get to the point of where America is today when it comes to using the power and the overuse of power and abuse of power, which these people have become experts at. And the news media is not doing its job, and People who are doing these kinds of radio programs that are aimed at political positions on both sides, one to the left, the other to the right, they're just not doing the job that was a part of the history of this. When we go back to, if people remember Jerry Williams, guys like that, people out in San Francisco remember, and in Boston as well, Gene Burns, some of the really good hosts who went after anybody and everybody. It didn't make any difference which side you were on. There was, these were the great days of non-political, but yet issue-oriented talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, it's fallen apart. Even Boston is the seat of all of this. And I'm talking about radio, and I'm also talking about politics. The fact that a mayor, the fact that all of that stuff, the scrutiny fell apart, and as a result, the guy who's mayor of Boston has been there for like 20 years. That would never have happened.
You've got to shake
with
things
these
up.
Guys. Yeah, and the only reason he's getting out now is because he's sick. So, but that would never have happened with those guys. If those guys had been on the radio for the last 10 years even, this guy that's mayor would never have lasted. That's how much influence these talk radio people have. And now they're all asleep because they're just trying to get dirt on the other side. And there's nothing entertaining about it. And there's nothing of value in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the long term. Is my outrage sufficient? Do I sound like that? Usually Richie likes me to be on a rant for 60 seconds, and that's
only,
it.
But this wasn't a rant. I think these are really important issues that everybody, everybody's talking about this today.
Everybody's talking.
Let me
ask you a question. If you could have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Of course I would. The good news is that Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I've told you about for the past 4 or 5 months, that's clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, is ready, willing, and able to get to work for you. The secret of Power Swabs is the detergent. The detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginninger came from, remember I've told you a story about coconut juice, coconut oil, if you will. It lifts the stains right off your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on average, 2 shades, 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It is that easy, my friends. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave stuff in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that is it. Now, better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs work on removing stains in caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial this number, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. I, Doug Steffen, guarantee that your family, your friends, and your coworkers will love your white smile. Try this product risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602. Just smile. You'll be smiling. The world, remember the old expression? Smile, and the world smiles with you. Frown, and you frown alone. Well, you'll be smiling, and everybody else will be smiling. Power Swabs, clean up your teeth, 800-865-7602.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Three after the hour, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Another moment or two on the real issues of the day. Becky's calling, listening in Alexandria, Louisiana to Good Day. All right, Becky, so what do you think? What's in that ear? From ear to ear, you have a brain. What's in it?
Well, I think, Doug, that I agree with your discussion this morning and 55 years ago. We had like 55 outlets for news. Now we have 6 megacorps, and that's all they hear. And I believe that right now we're getting little tidbits of these scandals and plus the sorrow of Benghazi. And we're taking our eye off the immigration bill, which it seems as though the insiders all want.
I think you may be onto something here, although I'm not sure that this... you know, you've heard the expression grab-ass mentality?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in this circumstance, I think that's really...
I wasn't expecting that, by the way.
Can you explain it to me further in depth?
It kind of goes like this, Rich. Ready? Grab! That's reasonable.
It has to do with how the world works, in essence. When we have problems on this radio program, we sort of fix them. We put gum on maybe a little wire, some string on it to fix it.
Right.
That Lucy episode when she had holes in the canoe, remember?
Yeah.
She put gum in the hole?
Right,
yeah.
And that's really the way the government functions. That's the way business functions often. It's the way people's lives. You don't fix a problem until it's become a serious problem. It's a problem, but I don't want to deal with it because I don't want to deal with it.
Yep.
And so in this circumstance, immigration is so out of control. And the worst part about the immigration bill is the fact that all of these guys, these 8 people, have they want to get it done, so they've agreed to the most outrageous part of the bill, which is to allow another 1 million legal immigrants into the country every year. So that means with the number now being, with it being 1 million, so there'll be 2 million coming in here. And how does that affect jobs? How does that, what do we need another million immigrants in here a year for, unless we know that they're skilled or there's a place for them? That used to be the way we figured all of this out. It used to be that there were people who'd come into our country, go to school, learn a trade, learn something that had to do with our the furtherance of our country's business epicenters, and then we keep them here. No, we don't do that now. What, after September 11th, we send all the good people home. This is how really stupid this is. And, man, you hit my heart button because the analysis of this is so readily, if you see two and two making four. You
know? Well, we're still losing a lot of math and science-based people from Asia that they're letting in because of those skills.
Well, but they aren't. But we found that Americans didn't come up with this. They don't have the skills or haven't developed the skills to do some of this stuff. So that's why the Indians, the Pakistanis, mm-hmm. when they came to school here and they stay, because they were good at that sort of thing. And they didn't really take away from Americans getting the jobs because the Americans weren't really good at it. And so now we boiled it all down to after September 11th, we can't let any foreigners in here. Let's make it hard for them to come in, and then they won't stay, and that'll be good for us. Well, of course, it wasn't good for us. And in turn, we've let in all of these people who have no skills whatsoever, who are landscapers. Not that I have anything against landscapers, but how many of them do we need? Especially when you consider that when's the last time you saw a white guy that spoke English doing landscaping? Find me somebody somewhere who's a white guy who speaks English that does landscaping.
There are a few.
Where?
In our neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the majority, to be sure, but
those
there
are
a few.
Important American jobs, but yet they are jobs. And somebody, before all the illegals started coming in, or even
right.
some of the legals, the Americans held those jobs. Now they say, well, we don't want to do that sort of thing. It's like me on my farm. I can't find a lot of people to do the sort of thing on my farm that needs to be done. So anyway, what were you going
to
say?
I think Becky wants to talk.
She got 5 seconds.
Say, Doug and Rich, I think the one thing that they miss in the discussion is a schism that's always created if you look around the world when a population is not assimilated, when it stays to itself,
mm-hmm.
and it causes schisms all around the world, and I see that happening in our country.
I think you're right, Becky. Thank you very much. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You can save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
I love you so
from the City of Angels. Actually, I'm in Los Angeles this morning, and Jennifer's in Los Angeles every morning. This time of year, I'm not in L.A. much and won't be here much.
Yeah, you flew in for like 3 hours,
I'm
right?
14, I'm here 14 hours. That's it. In and out.
Wow.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, a lot of people are talking about Angelina Jolie and a trend that apparently, I started nosing around on this yesterday after we mentioned on the air that she'd had a double mastectomy. She is giving voice, it seems to me, to a dilemma that more women are facing. A medical trend is developing. More women are deciding to have their breasts removed to reduce the risk of cancer.
And her risk was 87% that she would receive, that she'd get breast cancer.
Yep. So those of you, excuse me, who may not have heard the story, she, being the Oscar-winning actress Angelina Jolie, said that she had undergone a preventative double mastectomy after finding out that she had a gene mutation that leads to a sharply higher risk of both breast and ovarian cancer. So yesterday in the New York Times, there was sort of an op-ed piece. She explained her mother died at age 56 of cancer. And the fact
ovarian.
That she discovered that she had this gene led her to decide, it's a fear-based decision. And I think that's what she said. She's 37. And so these things are fairly rare from what I can gather, Jennifer. Vast majority of women who choose to have the mastectomy are not facing the elevated risk. Many of the women overestimate their risk of getting breast cancer. And so maybe this is a good discussion, because on the one hand, we talk about her and her husband, did they ever get married yet? I don't think.
Not yet, no.
Brad Pitt opened up about this, talking about Angelina's decision to have the operation. Quote, having witnessed this decision firsthand, I find Angelina's choice, as well as many others like her, absolutely heroic. I'm not so sure that that's the case. I'm a man, and so I don't know. My former wife died because she had breast cancer, stage 4, for 21 years.
Mm-hmm. And if she knew ahead of time that that could have been a possibility, what would she have done? Would she have chosen to be proactive?
Yes, she would have taken them off.
I mean, I think it's...
Knowing what she knows.
Yeah, wow. I mean, knowing what the pain was that your former wife went through, and knowing the pain that many cancer patients go through, and she had to watch her mom go through it. That's what sort of makes the difference here, is that her mom went through it. She already knows she has a risk for ovarian cancer, and she knows you can't get rid of that, you know, for the most part. So if you can cut your risk, and your risk of getting breast cancer is 87%, I completely understand why she did it. I think it was brave.
Is that the only side of this? It is brave, but is the decision being made with all of the information at hand? The suggestion I just gave you, and that's the only, I'm certainly not an expert, other than I can tell you that my children and I spent many hours, days, weeks, months agonizing over what Tony was going through during many of the aspects of her
life. I'd be curious to see what your daughter's thinking about this story.
I'm going to have breakfast with her this morning, and it is going to be something that I'm talking to her about, because we haven't gone back and forth, either talked on the phone or in any sort of email. I'm betting, I haven't seen her Facebook page, though, Jennifer.
She hasn't posted about it that I've seen.
Hasn't she? Okay. All right. So, anyway, the fact that this is preventative is a very important aspect of this. Tony had a lumpectomy, and that surgery was something that she chose to have, and they took out, well, they said what they always say, I think we got it all. And then, of course, that wasn't the case, because way down deep in the tissue of her breast, close into the chest wall, was more cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what developed and got into lymph nodes and the lymph system. And once you get it in there, it's curtains.
Can't get it out. No.
It's very, very, very difficult. And she went through all kinds of operations. The fact she lasted 21 years after she was first diagnosed with it was an amazing...
That was her spirit, I think.
Yeah,
a testament to her spirit more than medicine, really, because she wanted to be here.
Would she have had this operation if she'd have heard about it or knew about it? See, she and her mother were completely... they had no relationship, and so she didn't know what her mother's, if her mother had it or not. And
well, see, it's more than just your, I think it's probably more than just your mother having it, because there are, I mean, as long as you're diligent, if you know cancer runs in your family, that's usually enough, as long as you're kind of proactive with
my older sister had breast cancer, and she had it treated, and it doesn't seem to be a problem.
But if you carry this bad cancer gene, like Angelina does, and, you know, now, we're only getting into knowing this now because of all the genetic testing that's available.
Yeah.
You know, this is a new dilemma for women, and I think it's an important one to talk about. Because I know as a woman, if I were told I have an 87% risk factor, I very seriously consider doing what she did. Because you can always have reconstructive surgery. You can, I mean, it's almost to me, it equates with eating right, exercising, and I mean, it's about being proactive with your health.
Oh, shoot. What's her name that did it? The blonde actress?
She had, you're talking about Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate. Didn't she do this?
She did it after she had breast cancer, though. She went through breast cancer, which is typically the way people do them. Mastectomy is if they have done it, then, or if they've gotten it, then they had to take their breasts off.
Man, I wouldn't want to be faced with that. I would not want to be faced with anybody who comes up. You got to have something strong, whatever the female equivalent of cojones is. That's what you got when you go. You decide you're going to do that, and you do it. And especially if you're in the business and she's in, it's all about beauty.
Well, that's
it's all about what you look like,
especially how she's judged, because she's one of the most beautiful women in the world. People consider her to be anyway, you know, that's tough, because you have all the world looking at you.
I don't think she gives as much credence to that as we do.
888-302-3684. Email to Rich at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Doug at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Kenny, what do you see in social media in general, or our pages that deals with what the people are thinking, men and women, about Angelina Jolie and the whole discussion of breast cancer, the problem that it is, how we do spend a lot of time because of the Susan G. Komen Foundation and what they've become on the landscape talking about women and breast cancer. And actually, even though it's a serious problem, and I certainly have a focus on it because what my family went through, it really isn't high on the list of what causes death among women. And that's something that, the gasping going on. No, it isn't. It's serious, and it's not something that I would want to have to go through.
But
yeah,
I get what you're saying. It can be a treatable cancer.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, what's going on social media, Kenny?
I've been surprised a lot of people, almost a backlash about this on our Facebook page. Heidi says that she wouldn't do this in a million years. She says she's very proactive with her body, and if she discovered breast cancer, she would deal with it then.
Yeah.
Several men have commented a lot, saying things a lot worse. David says that Angelina Jolie is just another insane crackpot Hollywood star lording her money over the little people.
Really?
No. Charles says, blind science, disgusting, barbaric, and an ignoble victory for the cancer industry to get such a star to promote preventative mastectomy.
Oh, that's an interesting comment, though.
Yeah. Well,
because it is an industry.
They are. It's become the big. And that's Susan G. Komen, outrageous, frankly.
Yeah.
All this, the October being breast cancer.
I have a friend who started a blog called Sick of Pink.
Yeah. .com,
because her friend has gone through breast cancer.
Yeah. It's not about that anymore with them. It's all about, it's like the Red Cross. They just become
a
huge organization.
It's a huge beast, and they need to feed the beast.
The Susan G. Komen's sister is impossible, apparently, to deal with. She's very arrogant and very dictatorial. And so people want to get in on this. They get in on it. And I'm getting away from the point of the conversation. Average income of the women that were studied in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Medical Center, found that all of 206 women who had had these mastectomies of healthy breast or happy with their choice would recommend it to others. They listed fear of cancer and the opinions of friends and family as the factor in making the decision. And they also said that the reconstructive surgery that's available now makes it pretty easy to get this done. You won't be able to tell when this is all done that it has been done. And so the average woman in this study in Pittsburgh were making over $60,000 a year. So there's an educational component, I think that's what they're suggesting here, to those who make this decision. It's great because it's a part of the lexicon now of conversation. I think maybe all sides is a great thing. We have the facility to discuss all sides when it comes to this sort of thing. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. Speaking of serious medical problems, high cholesterol is the most serious problem that leads to the most serious disease, and that's heart disease. Heart attack, stroke, all come about as a result of your having too much cholesterol in your system. It's pretty much that simple. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and others would tell you in a firsthand way that if, in fact, you handle your cholesterol, cardiologists would have a lot less business. Handling your cholesterol is more than the remedy. You know, this is after-the-fact stuff. All the people that have these operations, the open-heart surgery, and they have to put stents in your system, or they redo the arteries and all that other stuff. You wouldn't have to have any of that stuff if you didn't have too much cholesterol in your system, the plaque building up. And so that's why the dealing with cholesterol has become a cause celeb here, and why we have sent thousands and thousands of customers to Cardiol so that they can see a 15 to 20% decrease in cholesterol levels in a short period of time, and triglycerides as well. That's why the folks at Cardiol want you to take advantage of their 30-day free trial. the results that I've had and many patients of Dr. Ken have had, all of this stuff has to add up to something that makes sense. And that's why so many people hear this message. We've been talking about this for a long time on this program because people get it. They use Cardiol instead of statin drugs. And there are no side effects to this. And if it works the way it did for me, man, I'm a disciple, and I'm happy to tell you about it. I've been taking this for well over a year. And here's how you can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol so you can deal with cholesterol problems. You pay shipping and handling, and that's it. Even if you didn't have a cholesterol problem, frankly, your system needs more oil. And the right kind of oils are in Cardiol. So that's one of the other reasons that you sign up for this. And by the way, when you call 888-809-6424 to sign up for Cardiol, the free 30-day supply, they're not going to ask you to give them the credit card. You're not going to get somebody trying to pressure you into signing up for something you don't want. They just want you to have it, and you make up your own mind after the fact whether it's something that you want to do or you don't want to do. 888 809-6424, free 30-day supply of Cardiol for all the right reasons. Or you go online to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug. Or again, call 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day supply. I'm going to mention something here. This sort of triggered something in my mind, an experience I've had the last couple of days. You know how when you do things, I signed up for Massage Envy about a year and a half or so ago.
How does that work? Yeah. You get to go anytime you want?
But the reason I bring it up now with the credit card stuff, they are the most outrageous. I canceled my, in March, I called to cancel the ongoing charge every month to my account because I wasn't using it. And you know that they kept charging me and charging me and charging me to the point where I got so annoyed. I kept calling and calling and calling. And they have a system in place that makes it so outrageously difficult. I have to cancel my master charge that's attached to this account in order for them to stop charging my account. That's how bad they are. And Massage Envy is one. I don't know how many of those of you who are listening have had the same kind of a problem, but if you haven't, I'm happy to tell you, when you go to a place like that, you better be sure you know what the out is. And that you've got a piece of paper that says, this is how you get out. Even though I signed a contract and says I can cancel at any time with 30 days notice, they haven't paid a bit of attention to it. And so finally I made it, I was so direct, I called the PR people at the company headquarters in Arizona and said, if you don't do this, I'm going to talk about this on the air. Well, they didn't do it, so that's why I'm talking about it on the air. I wouldn't go back to Massage Envy, and they've grown like wildfire all over the country. Whenever you, every corner you see a Massage Envy.
Yeah.
And the reason they get into it is because they're screwing you. They have they're making money by you not going to have massages. They get it.
I would never do that.
You would never do what?
I would never sign a contract for a massage. Yeah.
It seems like a good idea, though. I understand that.
It seems like a good idea.
If you're not going to use it, you might as well just pay for your separate massage.
Right, exactly. They tell you, well, it's only $54, and if you come in, the regular charge is $75 or something like that. You know what? You're better off to pay. You're better off not to go to Massage Envy, number one, to find a local massage therapist. We all love a good massage, but at any rate, in this circumstance, I think you're asking for it. And so, having said that, that's why I'm happy about Cardiol and the fact they don't do that. It's 10:11 before the hour. Good day.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Here's Paul in Royal, Illinois. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Good Day. Hello. Where's Paul? Hello, Paul. Maps.
I'm glad we went to Paul.
Yeah, I am too.
Thanks, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Thank you.
That was a riveting comment.
Yeah. Right, it was. Well, so what happens
to Paul's comment was brought to you by GNC, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's see. Do we have a good GNC commercial? Why don't we play it, Richie?
There we go.
Is extraordinary. And since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products. Become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
After the hour, Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Our reporter is a gentleman named Shelley Palmer, who's here to talk about what Apple might possibly unveil at their Worldwide Developers Conference, June 10th, being held in San Francisco. So the story behind the story and what Apple may be doing, what Apple is up to next here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, every Sam's Club member gets a savings book with over $3,500 in extra manufacturer savings on your favorite brands of snacks, beverages, baby, and pet supplies. Plus the best Samsung phones, Nikon cameras, Dyson vacuums, and much, much more. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club now and get your savings book worth more than $3,500. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, we're quickly approaching WWDC, Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, which starts on June 10th in San Francisco. Normally, WWDC is a time for Apple to show off its new software and tech for developers. We'll definitely see iOS 7 next month, a major user interface overhaul for Apple's popular OS. Rumor has it that there will be some new hardware shown off too, but before you rush down to the Apple Store, know that Apple's not expected to show off any new iPhones or iPads, even though we know they're coming.
thing. Instead, Apple is expected to unveil several new MacBooks along with a new version of OS X. Like a lot of the MacBook upgrades, these are expected to have only minimal changes and should begin shipping soon after they're unveiled. While we may not see the next iDevices at the WWDC, we're going to keep our eyes and ears peeled, as we'll definitely get to look at the OS those new iDevices will be running. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yes.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
The countdown is on for a lot of high school students, and it doesn't have anything to do with graduation. Brian Osich has more on how many teenagers can be prepared for a safe and memorable prom night that's coming up.
It's that time of year. Many teens are getting ready for one of the most memorable times of their lives. Prom night. And as most prom dates will be watching their table manners, GM's James Bell says they should also do the same when it comes to their rides.
Most teens will hopefully be watching their manners on prom night, and it should start with their cars. They can impress their prom dates by cleaning both the inside and outside of their vehicles. And it's best to plan ahead for the night and not be late. And whether electric or gasoline, make sure you've got a full tank.
Bell also says the less distractions teens have, the better.
Use OnStar to help map out the safest route to and from the prom venue. The main goal is to make sure the teens keep their hands on the wheel. They can make a playlist for their iPod that lasts the duration of the trip while setting a mood they'll never forget. They should also make plans with their friends before heading to prom. That way they aren't texting from behind the wheel.
For more information, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Apparently, Apple is thinking about buying BlackBerry. Is anybody else seen
really?
It?
Both fruits, so I understand.
Yeah.
Now, this
I haven't seen that.
There's a, and I'm surprised, Richie, that I would find this before you would when it comes to understanding what's going on in the world of technology.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Apple combining iPhone and iPad products somehow or other. They want this, the whatever the technology. What's the difference in the technology? I guess I'll ask this question because I don't understand.
Well, the BlackBerry people are all about pushing the buttons, the tactile response when they're texting, and they don't understand how Apple people could crush those little screens. And it's the war against the people with buttons and the people without buttons.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, Apple is an American company and BlackBerry is a Canadian company.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.